Chamishi. And the pasuk continues with the parsha of Maaser Sheni. The owner of the field first separates 1/40th or 1/50th or 1/60th to be given to the Kohen as Truma. Then he separates 1/10th of the remaining crop to go to the Levi as Maaser Rishon. After that, he separates 1/10th of what remains from that for Maaser Sheni, the second Maaser, which he eats in Yerushalayim. And the pasuk says, Aser ta'aser eis kol tevu asar echo. You shall take off 1/10th from the entire crop of your planting for Maaser Sheni. Hayotze hasadeh, which your field produces, shana shana, every year. And since the pasuk says shana shana, Rashi tells us, this teaches us, that one may not take off Maaser Sheni from the new crop in order to pater the Maaser from the old crop. Shana shana, this year's Maaser must be taken off this year's crop. Produce from one year's crop may not be given as Maaser for another year's crop. The Ochalto, and you shall eat the Maaser Sheni, lifnei Hashem Elokecha, before Hashem your God, b'mokom asher yivchar l'shaken shemo sham, in the place that Hashem will choose to rest His name over there. You will eat it in Yerushalayim. Masar degoncha tiroshecha v'yitzarecha, your Maaser Sheni from your grain, your wine, and your oil. Uvecharis b'karcha v'tzaynecha, and also the firstborn of your cattle and your sheep, the Kohen will eat it also within the walls of Yerushalayim. And the reason why they are eaten in Yerushalayim, lema'an tilmad, in order that you will learn liyira es Hashem alekecha, to fear Hashem your God, kol hayomim, all the days. As Rashbam explains, by eating the Maaser Sheni in Yerushalayim, you will come to Yerushalayim and see the Beis HaMikdash, see where the Shechina rests, and see the Kohanim and the Levim doing the Avodah, and that will instill in you a new sense of Yira Shamayim. And although this parsha is speaking about Maaser Sheni and not Bechor, so why does the Torah throw into this pasuk uvecheres bekoracha vitzaynecha? Rashi further, Perek Tesvav, pasuk Chaf, Divrei Hamaschil Shana, tells us that they are placed together in order to learn bechor from Maaser Sheni. Just like by Maaser Sheni, if one did not eat this year's Maaser Sheni in Yerushalayim, he may eat it the following year. So too by bechor, if he did not bring the bechor as a korban in the first year of its life, b'di'eved, he can bring it afterwards. That is why Bechor is placed next to Maaser Sheni. And the pasuk continues, V'chiyirbe mimcho haderech, if the road will be too long for you, hiloy suchal se'esoy, you will not be able to carry your Maaser Sheni to Yerushalayim. And why won't you be able to carry it? The pasuk tells us for one of two reasons. Either, ki yirchak mimcho hamoko ma'asher yivcha Hashem lekecho losum shumay sham, because the place which Hashem will choose to place His name there will be very far from you. You will live very far from Yerushalayim. And even if you do not have a lot of Maaser Sheni, still it will be very hard to carry even a small amount from your home to Yerushalayim, since Yerushalayim is very far away. And another reason why you can't carry it is, ki yivarecho Hashem alekecho, because Hashem has blessed you. He has blessed you with so much crop, and therefore you have so much Maaser Sheni to bring to Yerushalayim. So even if Yerushalayim is not so far from you, the fact that you have to carry such a large crop, even a small distance, will be very difficult. Therefore, the Torah says, "Vinosato ba'kosef, you may exchange this Maaser Sheni for money, v'tzarto ha'kesef biyadcha, and you shall tie the money in your hand, you shall tie it in a sudar, in a handkerchief, and carry it in your hand, v'holachto el ha'mokoim, and you shall go to the place, asher yivcha Hashem lekecha boy, that Hashem will choose. You will go to Yerushalayim. Vinosato hakesef, and you may spend the money of Maaser Sheni b'chol asher ta'av nafshecha, on anything that your soul desires, ba'bokor, on cattle, uvatzoin, on sheep, uvayayin, uvashechor, on wine and on old wine, uvechol asher tesholcha nafshecha, on anything your soul wishes. Ve'ochalto shom, and you will eat it over there in Yerushalayim lifnei Hashem lekecho, before Hashem your God. V'somachto, and you will rejoice ato uvesecho, you and your household. And the pasuk here tells us a klal uprat uklal, a general statement followed by a specific statement, which is followed by another general statement. The pasuk says, "V'nosato hakesef b'choil asher ta'av nafshecho." You may spend the money on anything your soul desires. That is a general statement, because it says you may spend the money on anything. Then it says, "Babokor uvatzoin uvayayin uvashechor," on cattle, sheep, wine, and old wine. That is saying a specific statement only on these things. And then the pasuk ends off, uvechol asher tesholcho nafshecho, on anything your soul wishes. And that is saying another general statement, because it is saying that you can buy anything with the money of Maaser, anything your soul wishes. And wherever we have a klal uprat uklal, we include anything that is similar to the prat. So you may only spend the money of Maisu Sheni on something similar to Bakar, Tzoyn, Yayin, and Shechar. Just like these four, of Vlad, Vlodois Haoretz, so too the money of Maisu Sheni must be spent on only something that is Vlad, Vlodois Haoretz. What does it mean by Vlad, Vlodois Haoretz? It means it is something that is an offspring of what was created from the earth by Briyas HaOlam. And these four are Vlad, Vlodois Haoretz, because Bokar and Tzoyn were created from the earth, as the Pasuk says in Parashas Bereishis, Vayitzar Hashem Elokim, and Hashem created min ho'adama, from the earth, kol chayas hasodeh, all the chayas of the field. So we see that the chaya and behema were created from the earth. And so too the first grapevine also came from the earth. So our cattle, flocks, and wine are therefore offspring of that offspring which was created from the earth. And the Pasuk is telling us over here that the Mois Maisus Sheni may only be spent on something that is Vlad Vlodois Haoretz. And this is coming to exclude fish which were created from water, and birds which were created from mud, a mixture of earth and water. A person is not allowed to use the money of Maisus Sheni to purchase birds or fish, since they are not Vlad Vlodois Haoretz. And also, just like Bokar, Tzoyn, Yain, and Shechar are things that can be eaten, you may only purchase things that can be eaten from the Mois Maisus Sheni, not slaves or land. And the Pasuk continues, V'halevi asher b'sharecha loisa azvenu, and the Levi in your city you shall not forsake. You should make sure to give him Maisa Rishon, ki ein lo chelev v'nachalo imoch, since he does not have a portion or an inheritance with you. Since he does not receive a chelek in Eretz Yisrael, you should make sure to give him Maisa Rishon. And Rashi tells us that we learn out from the Pasuk, ki ein lo chelek v'nachalo imoch, that only something that a Levi does not have a portion in is Mechuyev in Meiser. However, something that even a Levi has a portion in is not Mechuyev in Meiser. And since a Levi has a portion in Leket, Shikcha, Peya, and Hefker, he may take Leket, Shikcha, Peya, and Hefker, because Leket, Shikcha, and Peya are for poor people, and if he is poor, he may take Leket, Shikcha, and Peya, and Hefker everybody has a portion in. Therefore, there is no Chiyev to separate Meiser from Leket, Shikcha, Peya, and Hefker, because even the Levi has a chelik in those things. Zok Rashi Pasuk Chav Beis, Aser to Aser, and Rashi is bothered, Ma Inyin Zeh Eitzel Zeh, what is the connection between Aser to Aser, separating Maisu Sheni, and the previous Pasuk, Lo Sevashal Gedi B'chalev Imoy, not to cook Bostor V'cholov. Omer Lohem HaKadosh, Baruch Hu Yisrael, Hashem said to Klal Yisrael, Lo Sirgumu Li Levashal Gedoyim Shal Tvua, do not cause me to cook the young Tvua, to destroy the young Tvua, while they are still in their mother's stomach, while they are still young. Because if you do not give Maiser properly, when the Tvua is close to ripening, I will bring out an eastern wind, and the eastern wind will destroy the Tvua. Like the Pasuk says in Malachim, I will destroy the Tvua before it becomes a ripe grain, when it is still young. And this is the pshat in the Pasuk. Aser to Aser, if you give Maiser properly, Loisevashel Gedi, I will not cook the young crop, I will not destroy the young crop, Bachalev Imoy, when it's nursing from its mother, and it is still young and nourishing from the ground. And Rashi says, V'chein le'inya bikurim, and so is the pshat by bikurim. Because we find in Parashas Mishpatim, Perik Chaf Gimel, Pasuk Yutes, and in Parashas Kisisa, Perik Lama Dalid, Pasuk Chafav, over there the Pasuk places Bikurim next to Loisevashel Gedi B'chalev Imoy. The Pasuk says, Reishis Bikure Admoscha Tovi Beis Hashem Alikecho. And then it says, Loisevashel Gedi B'chalev Imoy. And the Pasuk over there is also saying that if you give Bikurim properly, then Loisevashel Gedi B'chalev Imoy, I will not cook and destroy the young crop when it is still nourishing from the ground. And Rashi continues, Shono, Shono, you shall give the Maisus Sheni from this year on this year. Mikan, from here we learn, She'ein ma'asrin min ha'chodesh ha'yoshon. You are not allowed to give Maisur from the new crop in order to pater the old crop. The Ochalto, and you shall eat the Maisus Sheni in Yerushalayim. Zem Maisus Sheni, this Pasuk must be talking about Maisus Sheni. Shekvar lomadnu, because we already learned, Litein Maisur Rishon la'leviim, that one must give Maisur Rishon to the Leviim in Parshas Korach. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says over there, Ki sikhu me'es b'nei Yisrael, you the Levim will take the Maaser Rishon from the b'nei Yisrael. And by Maaser Rishon, the Torah gave them permission to eat in any place. Shenemar, like the Pasuk says, Va'achaltem oisei b'chol makom, you can eat the Maaser Rishon in any place. And since this Pasuk says that the Maaser must be eaten in Yerushalayim, Al-Korchacho, you are forced to conclude, Ze Maaser Acher, this Pasuk is talking about a different type of Maaser, it is referring to Maaser Sheni. And you will not be able to carry the Maaser Sheni to Yerushalayim, ki yivarecho Hashem alekecho, because Hashem has blessed you. Shetehe ha-tvua meruba loses, the tvua will be too much to carry. And therefore the Torah says, you may exchange the Maaser Sheni for money, and take this money to Yerushalayim, and you may spend the money, b'chol asher ta'ava nafshecho, on anything your soul desires. That is a klal, a broad statement. Baboko uvatzoin uvayayin uvashechor, on cattle, sheep, wine, and old wine, prat. That is a specific statement. Uvechol asher tesholuch nafshecho, on anything your soul wishes. Chazer uklal, that is again a broad statement. And we learned that by a klal uprat uklal, we include anything that is similar to the prat. Maha prat, just like the prat of bokor, tsoin, yain, and shechor. Mifurish vlad vlodus haoretz, are vlad vlodus haoretz, offsprings of offspring that came from the ground. So too, you may only use the Maaser Sheni money to purchase something that is Vlad Vlodos Haoretz, and this is coming to exclude Oifois, birds, and Dogim, fish. And also, just like Tzoin, Bokor, Yain, and Shechar are Ro'oi L'machal Odom, fit to be eaten, so too, you may only use the Maaser Sheni for something that is fit to be eaten, and not to purchase land or slaves. Zok Rashi v'Halevi asher b'sharecha lo sa'azvenu, you shall not forsake the Levi, militen loy Maaser Rishon, from giving him Maaser Rishon, ki ein loy chelek v'nachal imach, because he does not have a portion and an inheritance with you. Yatzu, this pasuk is coming to exclude leket, which is one or two stalks that fell away at the time of the reaping and must be left to the poor. Shikcha, which is a bundle of stalks of grain forgotten in the field at the time of the harvest, which must be left there for the poor. And peah, which is the corner of the field, which must be left for the poor. Vehefker, and also something which is ownerless. Sha'afhu yesh lechelek imcho bohen komoicho, because the Levi also has a portion in these things just like you do. Because if a Levi is poor, he can take leket, shikcha, and peah, and also he may take something from hefker. Therefore, ve'einon chayovim b'meiser, they are not chayev in meiser. Because something is only mechuyev in meiser if the Levi does not have a chelek v'nachla in these things. However, leket, shikcha, peah, and hefker, which the Levi does have a chelek v'nachla in these things, are not mechuyev in meiser. This parsha started off earlier with the pasuk aser to aser, and the Gemara in Tainis Daf Tes is bothered by the double lushen of aser to aser. The Gemara darshins aser, give meiser, bishvil shetis asher, in order that you will become wealthy. And the Vilna Gaon says, it is for this reason that the trop on the words aser to aser is a zokef katan, meaning the katan, the poor man, will be zokef, will stand tall and become wealthy through the miser. There is also an interesting medrash plia on these words. The medrash plia says, aser to aser, aser bishvil shetis asher, give miser in order that you will become wealthy. How do we know this? Because the pasuk says in Parshas Lech Lecha, when Avram separated from Lot, Avram said to Lot, Im ha-smoil, if you go left, ve'emina, I will go right. Ve'im ha-yomin, if you go right, ve'asmi'ila, I will go left. How do we see from these words, Im ha-smoil, ve'emina, v'im ha-yomin, ve'asmi'ila, that aser bishvil shetis asher? I once heard a teretz that in the Aleph Beis, the shin and the sin are identical, except for the position of the dot on top. If the dot is placed on the right side, it is read as a shin, and if the dot is placed on the left, it is read as a sin. Therefore, if the letter shin is placed between the letters ayin and resh, if the dot is on the right side and it's a shin, then it spells osher, wealth. If it's on the left side and it's a sin, it spells eser, one-tenth. The pasuk is saying like this, Im ha-smoil, if you will place the nakuda, the dot, on the left side and it will be a sin, and you will read the word aser, you will give meiser, then ve'emina, I will place the dot on the right side, it will be a shin, and you will become an osher, you will become wealthy. However, im hayomin, if you will place it on the right side, and you will make it a shin, and you will try to remain an osher by not giving meiser, then va'as me'ila, I will place the dot on the left side, it will be a sin, and all you will be left with is eser, one-tenth. And the pasuk continues, we know that Meiser is given according to the seven-year cycle, because the first year after Shemitah, a person has to give Meiser Rishon and Meiser Sheni. In the second year after Shemitah, again he gives Meiser Rishon and Meiser Sheni. However, in the third year, he gives Meiser Rishon and Meiser Oni. In the fourth year, he gives Meiser Rishon and Meiser Sheni. In the fifth year, Meiser Rishon and Meiser Sheni again. And in the sixth year, Meiser Rishon and Meiser Oni. In the seventh year, which is Shemitah, there is no Meiser at all. And the Pasuk now is telling us that if somebody has failed to distribute any of his Maestros during the three-year cycle, he must deliver all of them to the proper recipients by Pesach of the fourth year. And the Pasuk says, Miksei Shaloshonim, at the end of 3 years, which means before Pesach of the fourth year, Toitzi es kol ma'asar tevuascha, you must take out all the ma'aser of your crop, Bashona hahi, in that year. V'hinachto bishorecha, and you shall place it in your cities, and let each person come and pick up what he deserves. Uvo ha-levi ki ein lo chelek v'nachla imach, and the Levi who does not have a chelek and nachla with you will come and pick up his ma'aser rishoin, which you delayed in giving. V'hager v'hayosim v'ha'amona asher bishorecha, and the ger, the orphan, and the widow that live in your cities will come and pick up the ma'aser oni, which you delayed in giving. And you will also have to bring to Yerushalayim the ma'aser sheni that you did not give up to now. The ochlu v'saveyu, and they, the ger yosem v'amono, will eat and be satisfied. And from here we learn out that you must give them kidei seviyah, the amount to be satisfied. As Rashi tells us, ein poichsin la'ani begoren, you do not give to the ani, to the poor person at the threshing floor, less than a half a kav of wheat and a kav of barley. L'ma'an yivarecho Hashem alekecho, in order that Hashem your God will bless you, b'chol ma'aseh yodcho, with all the work of your hand, asher taseh, that you may undertake. Zok Rashi Posuk Chavches, Miksei Sholeshonim, at the end of 3 years. Bo Velime, the Posuk is coming to teach us, She'im Hishem Maestroisov Sholeshonu Rishonu Ushnil Shemitah, that if he delays giving his Maestrois of the first and second years of the Shemitah cycle, She'ivarom in Abayis Bishlishis, that he should take them out of his house at the end of the third year, which means before Pesach, which follows the third year, which means on the day before Pesach of the fourth year. Zok Rashi Uvoha Levi, and the Levi will come, V'yitoil Maiser Rishon, and he will take his Maiser Rishon that was not given to him, V'hager V'hayosoim, and the Ger and the Yosoim will come and take the Maiser Oni that was not given to them. V'yitlu Maiser Sheni, they will take the second Maiser of that year, Shehu Shel Oni, which belongs to the Oni, Shel Shonazu of that year. Because during the first 2 years, the second Maiser is Maiser Sheni that has to be brought to Yerushalayim. However, on the third year, the second Maiser is Maiser Oni, which the Aniyim get. V'loiseich lenu oisa b'Yerushalayim. And this Maiser should not be eaten in Yerushalayim, k'derech sh'nizkakto lechol Maiser Sheni shel shtei shonim, the way you had to eat the second Maiser of the first 2 years. Because that second Maiser had to be eaten in Yerushalayim. However, this second Maiser of the third year is called Maiser Oni, and that the Aniyim eat anywhere they want. Zakrashi v'ochlu v'saveyu, they will eat it and be satisfied. Tein lohem, give to them kidei seviyah, the amount to satisfy them. Mikan Amru, from here Chazal said, in poichsin la'oni begorin, you do not give less to an oni at the threshing floor than a half a kav of wheat and one kav of barley. And then at the end of the third year, v'atoholich Yerushalayim, you will go to Yerushalayim, b'maisa shel shon rishonu ushnia she'eshesa, with the maisa sheni from the first and second year that you delayed to give, and you will eat this maisa in Yerushalayim. And then you will confess, Biarti HaKodesh min Abayis, that I have removed all the holy things from my house. Kemoshe Mefurish, like the Pasuk says in Parshas Ki Savoy, Bechi Sechale Laser, in the Parsha that starts with the words Ki Sechale Laser.